Om Shanti, and welcome to our morning session of the Green Day. And we are all angels and angelic, but we're also all green angels. So, and you're all part of the green team, because, do you know why? Because we all breathe the air, and we all eat the food, and we all walk on Mother Earth. So we're all Green Team members. So now Brother Golo will do a half an hour update and presentation. And after that, Sister Jenti will arrive and Philippa is here and we'll have an interview, the four of us. So Golo, you all know Golobai. He came to Gyansarovar in the 90s and has been initiator of all the solar installations here and the big India one. And he's our main one of the main speakers at our climate change conferences. And he enjoys History Hall, 1 hour yoga in the evening. So maybe you have questions about that also. Okay, Golo? Yes?
Yes. Om Shanti. Yeah, thanks very much. And welcome to our Green Day. And I was asked to give you a bit of an overview of what is going on our pathway towards golden age. And let's start straight a little bit what's happening in the world. And the world is in big trouble, as we all are aware. This slide was made already some time ago. So first topic is wars. And we all become experts now to find alternative flying path, because our tickets are cancelled or delayed. And the reason is that wars are increasing all over the world. And interestingly, these wars are often out of resource reasons. It means countries are looking for more resources like water, oil, energy, and so on. And out of geopolitical reasons, a lot of tension in the world now, and number is increasing. And not far from our motherland, India, also. So wars are going up, but also overpopulation is a big problem around the globe. And we have crossed healthy numbers for the planet. Some scientists say the planet can support 1.5 billion people. And we're now at 8.5, 9 billion, something like that. No? So incredible numbers. And we can only support and feed all these people by using a lot of technology and fertilizer. So energy consumption has become very high. Another big problem is climate change. I talk a bit more about that. A lot of environmental problem, loss of biodiversity, animals disappear, plants, trees disappearing all over the world. We have an economic crisis which is deepening and deepening. And also social and economic inequality all over the world. And that's causing also a lot of migration already. And last not least, we have pandemics. So some scientists call this poly crisis. Many crises, they're coming together and they become one big gigantic crisis. And I was today in Pandav Bhavan, and Baba said that the souls are getting more confused, and there's a lot of fear now among the souls, and the powers in the world create a lot of trouble. So that was a part of the book message from Pandav Bhavan, and we all can see it. So planet Earth is in trouble, and in Yagya, some seniors, they say we are in the last chapter of the sort of the drama, in the last chapter. Now our Baba is gone, daddies are gone, and war is almost at our doorstep. By the way, Pakistan also has declared last week war on Afghanistan. Eh? So there's also war going on between Pakistan and Afghanistan also. So for those who don't know it. Yeah, so just give you an idea about climate change, what's happening. You can see here a temperature curve. Starting at the year 1000, and the red line is the temperature. You see, always goes up and down a little bit. And sometimes it was in Europe a bit warmer and a bit cooler, but it stayed all within a certain bandwidth. Now, in blue, we have the line of carbon emissions, CO2 content in the atmosphere. It was all the time around 275 to 300 parts per million. That's how you actually count it. And since Industrial Revolution, since 1800, this blue line, CO2 part in the atmosphere, has gone up. Now we are here at 420 parts per million CO2 molecules in the atmosphere. And there is a strong relation between carbon, CO2 in the atmosphere, it's a gas, and the temperature. And now we are above 1.5 degrees above Second World War. And the last 10 years have been the hottest on record. And if you look at the weather, all over the world, the weather is now getting crazy. And one of the major reasons is in the upper troposphere, we have this what we call jet streams. So these jet streams, usually they are very fast, high-speed winds around the upper troposphere. And these jet streams, they have changed. Instead of being powerful, fast, they have slowed down and they start to meandering. They are going like this now. And there is one jet stream here over the Arctic. It's called the polar vortex. That one has become very weak, and cold air has spilled in the winter to Europe and to North America. That's why we got these incredible snow bumps, because Arctic cold air came down and hit warm air full of moisture content, and then we got this incredible snowfalls. So that's also one sign of the climate change, that weather becomes more erratic and more volatile. And you see here, these are the different trigger points, in tipping points in our climate. Science did a lot of computing, and around the world there are a couple of research institutes. They're running supercomputers and they're simulating the climate worldwide. One of the institutes is in Potsdam, and Sonja, me, and sometimes Thorsten, we go and visit and Caroline also, we visit the scientists there and get an update. And they are monitoring all the weather stations around the world. They are drilling into the ice core. They have measuring the temperature in the oceans. And all the data comes via satellite directly to them. It's called raw data. And the raw data, then they process it with supercomputers and they simulate the weather and they project forecast what is happening in the future. That's why, and they have become actually pretty good now. So they know a little bit, they know pretty accurately what's going to happen. And these big systems, the blue one is the Arctic ice shield here, the Arctic sea ice and the Antarctic ice sheets, they are melting high speed. The Arctic sea ice is already lost. So in a couple of years, in summer, it will disappear. And now ships, they're going the northern route into the Pacific. It's a shortcut, which is good for the shipping companies, but bad for the polar bears and bad for our weather. Because sunlight normally gets reflected by the white ice sheets. Now is not being reflected, is being absorbed by the water. It's called a loop effect, and oceans are warming even faster. So we have, and it is said, if all the ice is melting, including Greenland ice sheet, seawater level will rise 60 meters, which would mean end to most, to all of our coastal cities and to global trade and so on. Then in red we have the circulation systems. Here is the Indian summer monsoon, and in India the weather is already changing massively. This winter was extremely mild, and the Indian Meteorological Department has issued a warning last week that the spring is very early and very hot. And they have warned of a heat wave. And down in the plains in Rajasthan, it is touching 40 degrees already. Can you imagine? We had no winter. We had hardly any spring. And now we have 40 degrees in beginning of March, which is not normal. I mean, I'm long time here. It's very, very unusual weather. And they have warned this is very bad for the food safety for the crop, because this is planting season for the crop. Now it's too hot, no rain. So the crop, they already says this year crop will be not very good. The harvest won't be very good. So this is what very practically happened with climate change and shift of monsoon. The African monsoon, El Nino is changing, Atlantic circulation is changing. In green we have the biosphere. When climate changes, biosphere also is changing. And already we lose tropical coral reefs, we lose Amazon rainforest. It's now damaged 40%, and the Amazon rainforest to be expected to tip within the next 10 years. It will become a savanna. And that's our green lung, which is the biggest air filter on planet. So if this Amazon is gone, it's not good for our air. Yeah, and then a big area is also the forests in Siberia and the forests in Canada. They're called boreal forests and they are on fire. They're burning away. So world is in problem, and climate change has a lot of effects very practically for us. Rising temperatures, it becomes more uncomfortable. Last year we had temperature record in Delhi, 52.7 degrees. And poor people have no air condition. Nighttime doesn't get cooler than 35 degrees. And after 1 week you're exhausted. And children, women and elderly, they suffer a lot and they die. People die from heat stroke and heat exhaustion. Because of climate change, more and worse storms, more and worse forest fires, animal extinction, effects on human health, more and worse drought, global sea rising, economic losses, problems for farmers and for insurance companies. So it's a very bleak outlook, and because of these problems, Brahma Kumaris has created an environmental initiative. And the environmental initiative aims to go to environmental conferences, to UN conferences, and sort of inspire people for lifestyle change, for meditation, for vegetarian diet, and to connect with the divine and build up inner strength and resilience. And we have 10 ways to change the world. Follow your dreams, be positive, open the heart, live simple, feed the soul, eat well, etc. And we have all these nice ideas, become a visionary, peacemaker, meditator, dreamer, creator, and so on. And at all these UN conferences, we're trying to inspire people to come closer to their own inner truth, to understand that they're beings of light, and to understand also, as good as possible, that world is in a big cycle, time is a big cycle, and we are undergoing a big transformation. Because people are worried, and there's a lot of anxiety out in the world. And so we're going to UN Climate Conference, UN Biodiversity, United Nations Environment Programme, United Nations Against Desertification, UN Food, United Nations on Water, and also on Ocean Water. These conferences are either every year or every 2 years, and Brahma Kumaris is officially accredited to many of these bodies. And to be accredited takes a lot of work. Our first accreditation was 30, 40 years ago with UNESCO, and now we are accredited to all these areas. And we promote meditation to change the mindset and to change lifestyle. And interestingly, people are now more and more open to meditation. I remember we came to Copenhagen 2009 to the climate conference, and people said, what are you funny yogis doing here? We just take money, strategy, and technology, and we fix climate problem. And that was the days of Obama, Gordon Brown, and Chancellor Merkel, you know, all those old politicians which are gone now, and they say, we fix it. And now the same people come to us and they say, please teach us meditation because we lost hope and there's a lot of fear. So meditation is our key message to change mindset and lifestyle. We also are active in women's empowerment and also youth awareness. We're also having a lot of programs in the interreligious dialogue, and we team up with other religions which come to the UN. The Vatican is sending emissaries, the Muslim elders are there, The Baha'i community is there, the Buddhists are there, and Brahma Kumaris also there. And we are teaming up together, and hopefully the next climate conference is going to happen in Antalya in Turkey. There will be again an interreligious pavilion where we can team together and formulate a common strategy of all people of faith. Then also we are very active in the area of clean technologies. Brahma Kumaris is active since 30 years in solar energy, and we are the biggest user of renewable energy in India, institutional user. We have here solar cooking system on top of the kitchen. Please go there, have a look. We're building a big solar photovoltaic system for whole Gyan Sarovar. We have in Shantivan, India, one power station. We added 2 megawatt photovoltaic to the power station. We have a biogas plant in Shantivan also, and we're collecting the waste, segregating the waste, and so on, and really trying to inspire in a practical way other communities also to embrace clean technology. And by this, we are also collaborating with universities, with ministries, and a lot of people come to us, visit our campuses, and they want to learn from us how to use clean technology. We also have a green newsletter through our environment initiative and a green policy. We have a regional coordinator of our environmental initiative in every region. We have a newsletter, and if you want to join us and get more information about all these activities, you please contact our Sonia sister, and she can put you on the newsletter. And now I think 1,000 centers and individual BKs are receiving our newsletter, which is sent every 2-3 months with update on our activity and what's going on. And the whole field of environment is a beautiful way to connect to the science area, to connect to activists, to connect to politicians and to organizations where normally we would not have a bridge to walk to them and talk to them and meet to them. So it's a very beautiful field. Recently we have been in Belem with Sister Maureen and Sister Genty in our green team, and I have a little video clip, and I hope it's going to work. Ta-ta, technology, come on. So this film actually is part of our social media campaign, and this film has 1.5 million clicks in YouTube. 1.5 million clicks. And you get an idea, these conferences are huge. 60,000 people at the climate conference. And it's a beautiful opportunity for all of us to reach out. We have also the Climate Wisdom Studio. We interviewed Bishop from Sweden, former chairman of Greenpeace, you know, like top people in their field. And we asked them for their own taking on climate change, how to prepare, what is their method, and so on. And the conversations are very interesting. Everything is online on our Brahma Kumaris YouTube channel. So you see, the world is in a very dramatic stage, and the big question now for us is, what should we do? And Baba repeatedly is urging us to reveal our true potential, because we cannot and we should not reverse the crisis in the world. We cannot fix climate change. We cannot fix degradation of environment. So Baba tells us, become a benefactor of nature and become master over matter. And I would like to talk slightly on the power of our mind. Our mind is incredibly powerful. Our thoughts and emotion, they all the time reach out. And one of our very interesting projects where we see that in a practical way is our yogic farming. Have you visited our Tapovan farm in Shantivan? If not, please go there. It's a very beautiful example of yogic farming. And what we do there is we plant different fruits, crops, etc. But the speciality is that we teach to the farmers meditation. Meditation means a positive attitude. I love you, you're very good, you will grow very nicely, everything will be all right, and no bugs will touch you. And once we have such a positive mindset towards the carrots here in this picture. You see the yogic carrots are the biggest, and interestingly, we brought them for an institute for testing. They have the highest vitamins and nutritional content. Isn't that interesting? When you have love and compassion towards the plants, towards the vegetables, they have the highest nutritional content. And they are the most tasty and the biggest also. And you don't need pesticides and fertilizer. The project is so successful that the Indian government is asking us to replicate the project, and we are now finding 70 farms in India where we implement yogic farming. So what does it mean is our mind is all the time connected to the world around us. And we are masters. And once we are masters, this gives us the opportunity to become creators. And Baba so many times says, children, you have the clock in your hands. What does it mean? When we become pure, our vibration becomes pure, we're sending out this vibration to the natural world around us, and we initiate purification of the elements. And how is that going to work? Well, you see some science pictures I've collected. This is aura photography. This is our electromagnetic field around us. And this is color photography of our aura. What does it mean? We are radiating all the time in our subtle energy body a electromagnetic field around us. And this field, or subtle energy field, our life force is radiating into the physical world all the time and interacting. We are all the time connecting to the world around us. And the world is exactly as it is because we all collectively send that particular energy out. So once the Brahmins become 100% pure and we become aware of this principle and we start healing our heart, then we become healers of the world. And then the world is transforming in our eyes, and then no need for any anxiety or any fear about climate change or war, because as Baba told us, it's part of the drama. And then we only have to imagine our perfect world, love, compassion, peace, purity. And because our thoughts are pure, our aura has become very strong, we're radiating these qualities into the space, and we are becoming creators and healers of the present situation. So Baba so many times told us, become loving and become detached and become masters. Then no need for fear, no need for anxiety about the situation. No need to worry if your ticket has been cancelled. I spoke this morning to one sister her ticket is cancelled. And I said, you might have to hang out another 4 weeks here. And she said, anyhow, I wanted to stay longer in India. I said, welcome to her. So maybe you're staying all a bit longer with us. That would be so nice. So I'm coming to the end, and I hope you got a little bit of an overview. How serious is the crisis of planet Earth? We have a polycrisis where all major crises are now coming together. It's impossible to resolve it. It's happening in front of our eyes. Many people already affected, very practical, by climate change, loss of biodiversity, and so on. We're doing a lot of service in the field, going to many conferences and promoting meditation lifestyle change. And ultimately, it is for us to wake up to our true potential, to become aware that we are creators and change makers of the situation. We are not victims and receiver what's happening outside. We are masters. And when you become a master, you can send love and light to the world and really bring change to the situation. And that's why Baba says time is with us. So thanks very, very much. And we have a couple of web pages here, yogisforfuture.org. This is a web page where we have collected 150 meditation commentaries from Sister Jenti, Sister Karen, Anthony Strano, so many nice meditation commentaries for the world, for the self, for your relations, and so on. This is our solar webpage where you find updates on our solar activities. And here's our ecobrahmakumaris.org where you will find lots and lots of information about our environment initiative. You will find workshops, green workshops, news about Green Angels, links to all our projects, informations how to prepare the green policy for all the centers, and so on and so on and so on. So thank you very much. And now I'm inviting Sister Sonja to come on stage, and also, who else, Sonja? And